Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 5, Eduyot, Mishnayot 4 and 5. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he adds Shnei Devarim Mikulei Beit Shammai, two more items where Beit Shammai was lenient. Behumre Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was stringent. Dam Yoledet Shelo Tavla, blood coming out of a Jewish woman who just gave birth. We talked about this briefly at the end of chapter 4. We're going to get into much more detail when we get to Masechet Kinim, because women who had a childbirth, Mazel Tov, bring Kinim. They bring a pair of birds. But there's something called Dam Tohar, which is after the first 7 days for a boy or 14 days for a girl. There's a period where whatever blood she sees, the new mother does not become Tame through this. But that's assuming she went to the mikveh after day 7 or after day 14. What if she didn't? That's a question here. Beit Shammai Omrim Kiru. It would be like her spit or like her urine, meaning it's only a problem of impurity of tuma when it is still wet. Once it dries out, it does not convey impurity anymore, unlike dam nida, actual menstrual blood, which would, even when it's dry. Beit Hillel, Omrim, Beit Hillel says, we're machmir, metame loch the yavish, says it's a cause of impurity whether it is wet or it has dried out. Modim bialedet bezov, but they do agree if she had the baby while she was a zava. Remember, a zava is a woman who experienced blood flow not at the normal time. Shehu metame loch the yavish, that is considered full blood with the ability to cause tuma, whether it is wet or dry. On the Mishnah, hey, arba achim, another case Rabbi Eliezer brings, there are four brothers, shnayim hem nisuin shtei achayot, and two of them are married to two sisters. You can already tell this is going to be a yibum issue. So metu hanisuim leachayot, the two brothers married to the sisters, they've passed away. So now there's two sisters as widows who need to be taken care of with yibum or chalitza to the two remaining brothers. However, when a widow is eligible or needs something from the surviving brother, there's something called a zika. A zika means a bond. There's a responsibility that the man has to either marry in yibum or release in chalitza. And this bond is kind of like a quasi-marriage. It has some of the power of a marriage. So each of these two sisters is like what we call a hot zikukato. We had that phrase back in Mishnayot of Yevamos. She's the sister of a woman who is quasi slightly married to the man that she wants to get a yibam marriage with. And therefore, the Mishnah states, Hare Elu Holtzot, they should get chalitza. Each brother will give a chalitza to one of the widows, Velomit Yabam, but they should not marry in Yibam. In Kamavakansu, if they went ahead and got married in Yibam, they didn't ask the rabbi what to do, Yotziu, then they should actually get divorced because of this issue that each one was the sister of a woman who had a zika to the man she married in Yibam. It's quasi erva. But here, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishum Beit Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer brings Beit Shammai's opinion, Yekaimu, if they went ahead and got married, the two brothers married the two widows, that marriage in Yibum, you shouldn't have done it in the first place, but once you've done it, it knocks out that zika of the sister, and we could allow it to stand. Beit Hillel Omrim Yotziu. So according to Eliezer, Beit Shammai would allow the marriages to continue if they went ahead and did the Yibum instead of Chalitza, but Beit Hillel says no, they would need to get divorced after that fact. And the Gemara does bring, there's one opinion that flips the Shita, that in this case, Beit Hillel might actually be the more makel one. Yishar kochachem, tiskulimisus.